to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Saul Penduka is here, Ghost Lady's here, Tibbler's here, Doomy's here, Doodoo's here, Narrow's here, Tato's here, Shots is here, Fat Shaker's here, Simpiwe is here, and please welcome our comedian for the day, Ntosh Matlingozi!
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Ntosh, you're acting like you don't want to be. Acting like we dragged him here.
Yeah,
Ntosh.
He's like, what do we do?
Yeah, you fucking dragged me.
What do you mean?
You dragged me here. You called me. We need you, bro. We need you, bro. I'm like, yeah,
come
fuck.
On.
Let me come and do this thing for MacGyver.
Yeah, man. Ukraine otherwise poison.
And Ban and Kamalago and I'm soon.
Yeah, I am TT. Hey, you allow us to come along for it.
Another
prince saying my name here.
How you been, my dog, Ukraine?
I'm still breathing, nigga. That means I'm good.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
Nah,
we're good,
super
bro.
Rocky, man.
We're good.
Otherwise, hey, there's only one place to start, man.
Nah, let me start.
Yeah.
Oh.
Any business.
Yeah.
Any piece where now we are suspend one up.
Uh-huh.
We suspend you know, more, do we?
Yeah.
We are suspend. When I'm a kaifa,
you
know,
when I saw that thing, I'm like, is our fa inyele
king?
Umakaifa, no robot boy.
Go on, man.
And you are Kumcha, but we are Twanga in 1810.
Yeah.
Hey, man, gee. Kwabe, fuck yeah, bro. Hey, did they give you a name?
No, I didn't have a name.
You were just a person.
Yeah, I was just an extra. I
reckon they should have called him Maguava. Hey, Maguava, I'm fine.
Maguava,
I'm fine.
Maguava. Oh, but that was fun, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. This is going to be nice, I reckon.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Have you done TV before?
What do you mean?
Just been doing comedy? Like, have you ever done, like...
I've done over 18 TV production in the past 16 years.
Whoa, bro.
I've done 8 films.
Whoa!
Whoa.
And I've been doing stand-up for 21 years.
Damn!
Yeah, don't fuck with that CV.
Yeah, that's an impressive CV, man.
Very impressive, this CV.
Biggest show you did? Or biggest movie?
Shit, I can't think of... I did Of Good Report.
Uh-huh.
Catching Feelings. Sabbatical.
Mm.
Wonder Boy for President.
Mm.
And some more. I can't...
I've never heard of these.
Yeah, you see how quiet it was in the room.
Yeah, they're not
that big, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to be big. I want to work.
I don't care about
being big. Saul is big, nigga, but Joe, we are suspended.
I'm not working.
All right, guys. There's only one place to start, and that's Russia Gate, man. Hey, Ziakala.
Hey, Russia, bro.
Hi, Ziakala in the influencer streets, eh?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Marashi.
Hey, man, it's a crazy story that everybody's been talking about, bro, the whole week. Really? I want to go through the timeline, right?
Okay.
Just so we're all on the same page, right? So it starts off by Sayan Buji, right? So Sayan Buji, she's an influencer.
Okay.
Yeah. So she shared a video, a promotional video, while in Russia. Was she in Russia? Wow, okay. So while in Russia, encouraging young South African women aged between 18 to 22 to join the Russian-based Alubuga Start program, which she framed as offering work, education, housing, flights, and language training in Russia's Tatarstan region, right? And then within a day or two, faced backlash. And media investigation started, and the program drew sharp criticism, with news outlets reporting that participants were allegedly coerced into working into factories, assembling military drones rather than the hospitality or technical roles advertised. Did you pick up on that when she shared the video? Did you see the video, son?
I didn't. I picked up on this thing when it made news, that there's human trafficking being involved and influencers as well. there's a whole intersection of these things. Then that's when I, because I don't follow Cyan, you know what I mean? So, and all those influencers, first time hearing about, except for Munaka and Cyan, of course.
Yes.
Everybody else, I don't know. So it's not in my sphere of things I'd consume.
Yeah.
But I heard about it when it made the news. Apparently, Clayson Munyela from Durko.
Yes.
What did he say?
So, a few days after that, Cyan Buji and other influencers deleted the promotional videos amid the growing criticism.
Yeah.
South African authorities then started getting into this, including the Foreign Affairs Ministry and police initiated investigations into possible human trafficking violations tied to the program. Figures such as Clayson Munyela, head of public diplomacy, warned that syndicates appear to be luring young people into slave-like conditions, effectively amounting to human trafficking.
Yeah.
And then Cyan Buji, Sima, Siamtanda, and other influencers.
Sima!
Even Zila is a part of this. They issued public apologies for promoting the controversial program amid intense backlash. Several media outlets and commentators highlighted the influencers' apology with mixed tones, some suggesting it only came after exposure rather than proactively, and the apologies were rejected by the public. And then a video of a South African girl, Ingibile, who is currently in Russia under the program, surfaced. She stated that she's doing well and training in hospitality. Additionally, she says there's only 4 South African girls under this program. And that's kind of like where we are right now. Mm. Any other updates, Fed Checker?
In one of the influencers' video, I think it was Aya Langa, a lot of people were claiming there's a girl named Minandle who stated that she and her friend applied for this program to join the program. However, she didn't go, but her friend went. And it seems as if she has screenshots stating that her friend is living in unsuitable conditions and it's been a while since they've spoken to the friend. She's not responding.
Whoa.
Nor is she not active. So at the moment, there's like this whole movement of where's Minantle's friend on social media going around.
Yeah.
And there's a video you want us to play. So
yeah, so I came across a video of this tomboy girl, definitely tomboy, was saying, not that it matters, but who was saying that she's been in this Alabuga. She's currently in the Alabuga program in Russia and life is good.
Okay, can you play it, Lucia?
I'm going to hear. Disclaimer, guys, I'm not an influencer. I'm not a content creator. I saw the videos as much as you guys saw them. I am part of the Alabuga Side program. Mm. And obviously my face is already out there. I am here to comment about the video that Siamtanda posted right now. I'll just put it up there. So I'm just speaking on my behalf, my experience. I have been in Russia for 1 year. 6 months, if I'm not mistaken. I came here last year, March 27. And I'm still alive. I'm still here. So whatever that is being said about human trafficking or whatever, I have no idea about it. Because I communicate with my family every day. My mom knows I'm here. My dad knows I'm here. Half of my family knows I'm here. My friends, too. So now I have to out my career, which I really didn't want to do that. I work in a restaurant called Yakitoria. It's also part of the program. If you are in hospitality and service and hospitality, that's where it falls under. Right now, I'm currently a chef prover, growing up to be a chef, probably, I don't know. But then, whatever is being said, salary-wise, satelo mafoni, askonu communicator, it's false, it's lies. I have no idea what that is, and this is me telling you about my experience, meaning I'm living good. So whatever it is that you guys are hearing, whatever you guys are spreading rumors about and all of that. And also, I was not forced to come here. I applied for myself using a link on Facebook in 2023, which they had to process my documents that take long. I also went to the embassy in South Africa to apply for my visa, which was last year, March, mid-March, when I was applying for my visa. So I am still here kicking it, and I'm just shocked about so many people commenting about how we're living here while they're not even here. I stayed here for over a year, and after the influencers and stuff came, there were no other South Africans that came to Russia. This program, there were no other. We are currently four, but I'm not going to say any names because they probably don't want to, you know. But this is me saying my part of the story. So I don't know what you guys have to say about this. But this is me. I'm actually currently in my accommodation. I couldn't even go to school because mentally, TikTok. I mean, what am I supposed to say as a South African in Russia in the Alabuka program?
How would that affect you mentally?
If this thing is legit, as she says it is, right? Why isn't she naming the other people?
Yeah.
Right? Why is it secretive? Why don't you want to tell us what you're doing here? The other girls, the other women who are here, why are they not?
Yeah, especially if she's saying there's four of us, like she's seen them and how they're living.
Right.
I mean, and also, if there's only four of them, and then they're paying all these other influencers, why so far has there been four, only just four of them? It sounded like it's a thing, you know? So how much has been used to market this thing, whereas it's just only four people thus far? And also, her comments are closed. People are going to want certain clarity. And if you're, number one, whipping up your phone without anyone asking you to, why don't you want to engage with people to ask valid questions? Because maybe these are people who want these opportunities as well. Because here you are saying, no, guys, you can apply. It's free. It's okay. It's not human trafficking. Then let people, you know, take us into your confidence. Let people engage you. Why is she switching off the comments? Very
strange.
So
how did these influencers find out about this? Didn't they fact check? Mdaga check?
CN them.
Yeah. Who? CN?
No. What was CN? Yeah, CN, those are the ones I know personally.
So how did they get to find out about this thing?
I think it was via an agency. So as an influencer, they got approached by an agency to say, here's a campaign. They're going to pay you X amount. You need to post this amount of videos. And then they just...
Some of them will fly you to Russia.
So they didn't check anything. They just saw the money and then went with the money.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yes, pretty much.
Without, I don't blame them, though. I mean...
Yeah, but I do blame them. You must be responsible in the things that you do.
Due diligence. True.
You can't be sending people to things like that, right? And that video is sketchy. Hey, Mina, I'm here. What if there's a guy standing here?
True. Show us around. Yeah, go to your work.
I'm in my place. Show us the place.
This is where I work.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I know.
Penduka, why do you agree with them taking the
No. I'm just saying, like, it's a mistake that... Look, let's be honest, man. In hindsight, a lot of us are like, yeah, due diligence. But truth is, a lot of influencers stay advertising holiday destinations, opportunities. You never think that a human trafficking syndicate will approach you in the form of a legitimate employment agency. More so when you get flown there, and then you get shown a different side of what these girls are going to be doing. The only red flag that I personally was going to pick up is girls 18 to 22.
Hey.
That's it. Man, why? Nah, bro.
So, is it just for girls?
Yeah.
No boys?
Yeah, you see, that's an obvious red flag. There. Everything else, fair enough, but that, because a 25-year-old, I mean, Kanye, you know, as a 40-year-old, what is it that you can't do that a 20-year-old can do, you know? You can work, you can lift things,
right?
You can, you know, mingle amongst Russians as well.
True, exactly.
Exactly. So, exactly. To me, that's like the red flag. It's like, nah, man. I understand. Look, Russia has got a lot of people. I think 150 million. But impressively, only a 2% unemployment rate. Mm.
Yeah.
So you'd understand why there might be a skill shortage in some areas. But why are these areas involving just girls who are, you know,
between
within,
the
a
ages,
year,
yeah.
within a 4-year window?
Mm.
Yeah.
Fed checker?
I just want to answer Saul on something about the whole legitimate thing. Yeah. This thing has happened before, but with influencers in America. There was a whole Shein program. The time they were saying that Shein is basically misusing their workers, where brand ambassadors and influencers were called in, and they had a whole tour of what's happening in the factories. And people were actually saying that's fake, that they're basically making a front for the influencers so that they can take away the brand name of Shein using slaves and stuff. but it's something similar.
Like brandwashing.
Yes, brandwashing with influencers. So possibly they did the same thing with our influencers.
Misrepresentation.
Yes.
But let's be honest, anything made in China, you ought to know by now that the people are not working in favorable conditions or decent, anything. Be it, and not because of an influencer. If you're buying a cup that's made in China, the person there is underpaid, overworked. There's not really a lot of human rights there. You can't even talk about the president in a train. I know that from experience. So let's be honest as well, you know? That's a bit different, but I get you.
Ghost Lady, as a 40-year-old woman, what did you think about this?
Yeah. You're looking good, by the way. You're looking really good. Like, you've lost so much weight in such a short period of time.
As a 40-year-old woman.
You look great.
Is she 40?
Yeah. No, no, no. She's
pushing 40,
she's
man.
Nearing. We're all the same age.
We're all the same 40, age. Man.
Is yep. she 40 or is she pushing 40?
You know which women grow faster than men.
Yeah, she's pushing 40.
You combined look older than me.
Oh, now that you've lost so much weight in such a short space of time. Have you noticed she's losing a lot of weight, right?
Yeah.
She's denying it when I'm like, hey,
she looks way younger herself. Than 40.
Yeah, thank you.
It's one round. They're keeping it young.
One round per week.
What's wrong?
One round of Zempic per week.
What's
Come
wrong?
On, we see you.
What's wrong with one round?
No, nothing wrong, nothing wrong.
Everything is wrong with one round.
I am pro
what
one
do you
round.
Mean? Fondin, we are busy here. So.
Exactly, thank you.
We don't
thank
get you. Paid for sex here. Thank Fondin, you. One.
You move, we move.
Bro, it's at night. What are you busy? What are you calling to? What are you rushing to? It's 11 o'clock in the
I
evening.
I need to dream.
Is this bang? Yeah, I saw Fondin. Nice one. Maybe another one in the morning, maybe. Mm. But I'm busy, as I said.
Yeah.
I've got things to do.
Yeah.
I found in. I'm a son.
Nah, bruh.
How old are you, so?
I'm 38.
Yeah, talk 30 to me points. When you're like 45.
Nah.
Yeah. When you get there around 45, talk to me. We'll see this thing of yours. Ah, one round is useless. Okay. Be the fucker that you are, but talk to me.
So at 38, you were still doing multiple rounds at 38.
What do you mean?
Yeah?
I was like a long-distance Kenyan runner, my boy. 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, now at 49. Yeah.
Yeah, is it 45 or 49, man?
No, I'm saying get to 45. I'm 49.
Yeah.
So that's 7 years. A lot of things happen from 38 to 45.
7 years. 2 weeks is a lot of time. Come on, Sol.
Back to the man at hand. Doshi, what's your take on this, man? So you just found out about this now. You didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Wow. Okay. What's your take?
I don't know. From that video, I think it looks very shady, that thing.
Sus, yeah,
give
sus.
Us more. Give us more information. Show us the place that you're at. If you're really worried about, because she's like, I couldn't go to school because mentally you guys are messing with me. Okay, let me show them.
Mm.
Let me show them the school. Let me show them where we stay. Let me show them the other South African women who are here.
Mm.
Right? Don't worry, guys. We're safe.
And talk about the situation.
Right?
Yeah.
Talk about this thing. Now you're wearing a Lakers t-shirt and you've got a little bit of thing. Yeah, man. Come
yeah,
on.
Even that room looks funny.
Right? I'm in my place. Show us the place. Don't show us a snapshot of the place. I mean, you can move your phone around.
Yeah.
Show us things. Mm.
Yes. But also, I think, man, you know what, bro? People also like to be spoon-fed these days. And I think a lot of people didn't do their due diligence.
Yeah.
And this is the bullshit I'm seeing. People are being lazy. Even on social media,
There
will be an article, a link, that says, Max slapped across the face in a nightclub. And then that link is there for the article. People will say, Grok, who slapped Mac? Right? Grok, where did this happen? Grok, summarize this thing. Because people are too fucking lazy to read.
Yeah.
So do your fucking due diligence. You're not going to leave your country, go to a whole Russia or Thailand or America or Australia without checking the legitimacy of the program, the company you're going to be working for. How are they paying?
Reviews.
You know, reviews. Go to Facebook, search, post by people. I'm not going to go to a country, put my whole life in strangers, in the hands of strangers, and not do the due diligence. You know what I mean? Do your due diligence. Be it you're applying for a work in a city in Russia or in fucking Vienna.
And you know the crazy thing is, this company started in 2022, right? And if you just...
That's another red flag.
If you
red flag.
If you just Google their name and you see the articles. So not much work that you're doing. You're just Googling their name. You'll see all the investigations and all the articles that have been written about this company. Them. Yeah, about this. So without even doing much, Googling the name.
Yeah.
So all the shit comes up.
So let's go to the agency that found this work for the influencers. Those are the ones we need to talk to. So how did you get this?
So look, for me, I think it's a mess and I think there's a lot of issues, right? Firstly, I mean, the reality is with influencers, all they care about is the bag, right? That's the first problem that I see. Second problem, the agency. Where was the due diligence there? Third problem.
Wait, what do you mean the agency?
The
one who got the work.
For the influencers.
Why didn't anyone check about this company?
They just saw
the
money.
In the agency?
Yes.
They DM that influencers.
The agency is complicit. Like,
yeah?
Sorry, I'm saying the agency is part of the whole thing.
Yeah, they know what's up.
They DM'd the influencers straight. Yeah.
And then another one is the government. Because there's such a high unemployment rate, people are fucking desperate.
Yeah.
And they're willing to take programs like these.
Yeah, the government made us vulnerable and desperate.
You get what I'm saying?
People in this country. Yeah?
So for me, it's just a mess.
Yeah, but be that as it may, it's you owe it to yourself as a person to check these things first.
Yeah, true, bro.
You can't be blaming the government in this. You also have to take responsibility for this.
You can't blame the government, dog. In a government where there wasn't such high employment rate, do you think?
Yeah. The government has rendered our people desperate and vulnerable to these kinds of...
I get that.
Scams,
I get that. But also, we must take responsibility for the decisions we make.
No, true, Ndosh. But before we get there, in order to take responsibility...
So why are you saying no, but true?
No. No, you're both correct. But he's saying, try luring people to come work in South Africa or to human traffic Russians, right? And go to Russia and say, there's jobs in South Africa. Guess what? No one will look your way. Why? Because there's a 2% unemployment rate.
Damn.
But we're sitting at a 33% unemployment rate.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Oh, okay, then I can
No,
stop.
I'm not disagreeing with
it. Yes, but...
I'm adding on.
Oh, yeah, okay, great. Mm. Yeah, because you were saying, nah, not the government. Fuck the people for not doing the due diligence. They must do the due diligence, but government put our people in this position where... Everyone comes into the country, they see girls with nice bums, welcome to South Africa, and just because some want to earn a living, prostitution is on the high, drug use is on the high, being scammed and human traffic is on the high. Why? Because our people are vulnerable.
Mm.
So where are we with this thing? Is it happening, the human trafficking there? So has a lady like that come out on social media and said yes?
Besides this one?
I don't know. Or has somebody said yes?
Yes.
Being human trafficked.
Yes.
But for us out that information, wasn't it someone who came out and said, we are being lured into this program? And therefore, this is what the conditions are that we're facing that side.
How did the story come out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also, I don't know. Fact checker?
The story started.
Is there a known victim?
No, you're not there. Fact checker, cheers.
The story basically started on Twitter with, I'm not sure if it's Baba Law or who, but Baba Law stated that our influencers, basically tagging the whole Cyan Bougie thing, that our influencers are in the syndicate, right? And then people started actually researching only to find that there was an article that was released in 2023 about people from Nigeria and other parts of Africa who had to save their ladies, their girls from Russia under the specific program, which is the Alabuga program. And then from there have been people who've been saying on comments, as I said, Minantle, she stated that her and her friend have tried to apply for the program. The only difference is that Minantle is waiting for her visa while her friend is gone. And she's not sure exactly where her friend is. Her friend hasn't given her any information. There's a video that I sent to Shots.
So she hasn't spoken to her friend after the friend left for Russia?
She hasn't spoken to her friend. It seems as if the last time they had a conversation in regards to this was when her friend was telling her about the conditions that she's in. And they were asking her where her passport is and she should like show a picture of it and hide it and all those sorts of things.
Whoa.
But yeah. There's...
By the way, where are all the feminists in all of this? All the celebrities have jumped to social media and say, hey, we are here for women, whatever. We want to protect women. Huh? Where's the plane tickets? Bring the girls back.
Yeah, we want our girls back, man. Come on, bring back our girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, this is what
Where's
this
woman
should
for
be
change?
Fighting for.
Where's woman for change?
For a change. Fuck
guy. Because imagine, bro, imagine this was us, bro. Imagine we were promoting this.
If we were the influencers,
we always knew the hate women.
Yeah, they sold our women. Yeah, they've always hated us.
Yeah,
our enemies.
Yeah,
fireworks.
Not because
parties.
It's an industry favorite. It's like, no, guys, let it be a learning, teachable moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are kids.
Yeah, it's all about that. It's always about who the, you know, who's committing the offense. It's not about the offense.
Yeah.
It's always been about who.
Yeah. Crazy shit, man. The double standards are insane.
Yeah, but just be careful out there, guys. You know, but just fucking be careful.
Man. No, man, guys, we gotta be careful with this shit, man.
And
this is serious, bro.
Because another of them will say you'll get accommodation, but you'll probably be fucking living in a toilet, right? Another of them will say you'll get training, and you'll probably get a whop whop 1 week training, and you'll end up with a useless piece of paper that they say it's a certificate for real. You know, and they'll show people with these certificates, but these people all don't know what awaits them. And then after a week, they'll be like, okay, your training is over, accommodation is over, the jobs are all taken up, but there's this job, you know, or wait for you to get desperate a bit and a bit destitute, then, but there's this job. Now you're desperate, willing to do anything, and just like that, you're human trafficked.
Dosh, I want to ask you, man, so do you think influencers should be held accountable for what they promote?
Yeah, they should. They should be held accountable, man. You can't be promoting things that is taking young girls to other countries to be trafficked and you just sit at home with your money.
Mm.
No.
They should. However, it's also impossible to check everything and hold them accountable for everything. So, for example, they say, Saul, come promote burgers. You're a perfect influencer. Promote these burgers, you know? And then I promote these burgers, and the burgers are fine. And then there's one incident of where a batch of the burgers was bad or food poison. There's no way I could have checked that.
Mm.
So to a certain degree, and I think it depends on the context, but in the human trafficking context, yeah, after this, definitely, because this sets a precedent.
Everyone in this chain should be held accountable, right?
Mm. Yeah.
You need to check these things. You can't be sending people to places they don't know.
Mm.
Right?
Mm. Everybody. Fair enough.
From agency to the ones pushing this drug. The influencers.
100%.
Right? Everybody should be accountable.
Bro, and as an influencer, bro, if you're playing in this space, you should know that the biggest currency is trust.
Right?
And I mean trust with your audience, right?
Yeah, so once
you exploit your audience and they lose that trust, you've got no business at all.
Exactly.
I mean, I made it very clear with Bud, our CEO, right? So when he joined us a few years ago, I made it very clear. I'm like, dude, whatever we do, we got to think of the chillers first because they are the ones that pay for
That's
the bills.
They're
the ones that watch. If they don't watch, we don't have an audience. We don't have a business, right? Mm. And I remember last year, there was a big company, man, a big international company. They dropped a big bag, bro, like a massive bag. And they wanted us to promote it. And they said these other influencers promoted it and whatever, whatever. But Bada didn't feel right. So he did his due diligence,
right,
checked out the company.
As
and he was like, nah, this is a no-go area for us.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, 100%.
Shout out.
Bro, and if I told you how much money was on the table, you'd all be looking at me funny like.
What company? what company was this?
I forgot. It was a finance company, bro. Let's call Bada, actually. Oh. We can ask him. But he said no, bro. For the same reason that if we did that, we would have lost the credibility with the chillers. They'd be fucked.
So why can't that agency do the same thing?
Because it's all about the bag, bro. Everybody just cares about the bag in this whole food chain.
We all care about the bag because we need to eat, right?
Yeah.
But we must be responsible in caring about the bag.
But they selected, the thing is, this. The also was that they were aiming at young kids. Like, you know that obviously at this age, people are ignorant. They're not going to do the due diligence.
And even the managers are young. So what are they just chasing the bag?
What
are the ages?
18 to 22. Wait, did Yanda get approached? Because I mean,
no,
she didn't.
No.
Oh, did you call Bada there? Yeah. Did you call him? Oh, it's not picking up. Okay, cool. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Yanda didn't get approached because I'm surprised. Like, so I'm spraying humor. Only the Seema and Zilla. So I thought maybe she was and maybe did her
community. Yanda can pay to go to Russia by herself, man. She doesn't need
Yeah, also, that's true.
Is it connected? Okay, please connect there. Yeah. But okay, yeah, man. Ish.
But do you guys also get how the influencers, it could have been, you know, an oversight from there. From their part. Yeah. Look, like I said, the one red flag that would have, you know, rang off the alarm bells, to me, was going to be the age.
Yeah,
the, you
know. Not,
but bro, you get it how they
bro, I'm the telling kids, you, man. You know? Influencers just care about the bag, bro.
Ish.
They'll sell anything. If there's a bag, it's like a volume loan. If there's a bag, they'll do whatever it is.
Well, if it's legitimate, yeah, go for it, you know?
Bro, they don't
and
care,
and you're not selling
bro.
Your soul or your morals.
Bro, they don't care. It's how much money do you have for me? Oh, okay, you got this? All right, cool. No problem. Let's go. That's it. Yeah. That's all that matters.
We're human trafficking. All right, let's go. Yo, we're spreading humans. Yeah, let's spread them all over the world.
Butter. No, we can't hear. Sure, just put him on speaker.
Okay, let me just put him on speaker.
Yo, Butter. Can you hear us, bro?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're live on Podcast and Chill, ne?
How's it, guys?
Good, yo, man. Yo. I was telling them about that financial company that offered us a bag last year, and then you did your research and found out that it's not a good company. What happened?
Yeah. No, so basically, I mean, they approached us and wanted us to basically advertise and do a couple of placements specifically on your show. And then, yeah, they put in a good offer forward. I mean, we hadn't even given them a rate card or anything. And I said no after doing some research, because apparently the company doesn't always pay out withdrawals and stuff like that. And then they kept coming back with like higher and higher figures, and we kept saying no until they basically couldn't, up the offer anymore. I think they realized we weren't really interested in the money. It was more about protecting the chillers, you know?
And I remember they said there's other influencers who were doing this campaign, ne?
Oh, there's tons. There's tons of them. Tons of influencers to promote that same company. But I think the issue is perhaps it's a similar situation where maybe people didn't quite look into it properly and realize that, you know, they don't always pay out the people's withdrawals. I think that's the one thing that kept coming up. And it was like a simple ChatGPT check, you know, to just see how many countries have raised flags against the company.
And bro, you deal a lot with influencers. Is it true to say all they care about is the bag?
No. I don't think that's true. I personally don't believe that. Look, there'll always be certain people that might only care about money, and you'll see it in kind of how, you know, their approach is to taking on campaigns. It's like they'll take on literally anything. But I think most people, it's their livelihood, you know, so you don't want to mess up your livelihood at all. I don't really believe that. Not with all of them.
But 99.9%.
Okay. So that's what you're pushing.
Yes. I think 99.9% will protect the bag and therefore make sure that they're careful about the brands they work with, you know?
Yeah.
But I know where this is coming from, and yeah.
Nah, thanks, Butter. All right, cool. But you know, this isn't just a South African problem. I remember Jake Paul, one of the Paul brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he also scammed some people via a cryptocurrency thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember there's been a few scams like that.
Yes.
Where you get people to buy and buy and buy, or even a share.
Yes.
Yeah, and buy, and then you dump it when your audience have raised the price of this thing,
yes,
and you hold the most of it, right?
Yes,
it's like if we say people must buy this particular stock right now.
The chillers.
And then they all buy, and then at its top,
at the peak,
we sell everything, and then there's a, what is it called? Pump and dump.
Pump and dump,
I think. Yeah, please search it. I think it's called the pump and dump. Yeah, I know a few people have done that, like with a following, and it's literally abusing your followers.
But Ntosh, you've been in the game a long time, man, and you know scammers come in different forms. Have you faced any scammers like in the comedy scene?
No,
at all.
Yeah,
gotten booked by a fellow comedian and didn't pay you?
No.
Oh, you're one of the lucky ones, eh?
Yeah,
let's see. Yeah, because I do my due diligence.
Not you personally or your team?
Me and my team.
Mm.
We don't just take things. Oh, it's great money. Oh, let's take it. No.
Yeah.
Let's follow the procedure. How do we usually get things done? Let's do that. I don't jump at things.
Mm.
And I'm still lucky I haven't been scammed.
Yeah. And also we must put the blame at the door of the influencer's managers. Well, sometimes the influencer... Yeah, but if you're an influencer...
don't have managers, man.
Yeah, that's the problem.
These kids don't have managers.
That's the problem. Though. Get a proper manager.
They've got yes man and yes woman.
Nah, get a proper manager. They should Because when they tell you the bag, you don't think the bag, but let them do the due diligence.
But also remember, the managers are the ones that have pressure to bring in the bags, because that's how they earn, via commission.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yes. Okay. You understand?
Because no manager's facing the smoke right now.
And then maybe pay a manager a retainer. Discuss a retaining fee so that they're not under that kind of pressure.
Mm. Ah, then they're going to chill and do nothing the whole year.
Oh. Yeah, they're not.
How do you pay your manager?
Oh,
is it per gig or is it you got a retainer fee for them?
Per gig.
Ah, you see. Then there's the desperation then of that 15% or 10%. Well, or
and that's why you get musicians have four gigs in one night.
With others, it'll be desperation. With others, it'll be desperation. With others, it will be, let's do the work right.
Mm.
If we bring in consistent work, then we make money, right? You don't have to chase money. Because if you start chasing money, then you start to invent problems for yourself.
Yeah.
So let's work. I love that, man. Good with ourselves. You know, I like this contrast. You and Umdaga Check. Fact Check.
Oh, Fact Checker.
Yeah, Umdaga Check. His surname is Checker. Umdaga Check.
Hi.
I like the contrast. You know, she speaks like she's scared. When you talk like you're going to eat the microphone, I like.
I thought I was going to eat anything in front of me.
Right? I like the aggressiveness and the softness, the balance.
The rough and the soft.
Yeah, you must always find a balance. Tet, I'm not going to check, man. Don't be scared. Tet. What I found out was Tet. Super ego, man.
Ghost Lady, before we come to you, man, make sure you elevate your betting game with easybet.co.za, the site with the biggest bonuses in South Africa. Dive into a world where sports slots and casino games come alive. You'll get a huge head start at EasyBet with their 50 Rand sign-up bonus. No deposit required. And here's the real game changer. You don't have to go to Russia. Your first deposit gets a massive 150% matchup to 1,000 Rand. What about if your team lets you down? EasyBet throws you a lifeline with up to 15% cash back on your losing bets. Where else do you get that? Ready, set, bet. Rush to EasyBet and use the promo code MACG50 for your 50 Rand welcome bonus. That's MACG50 for your 50 Rand welcome bonus. EasyBet Group Pty LTD is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. What you got for us, Ghost Lady?
Do they really?
Winners.
Do winners know how to stop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some, how, a few. 1% of them do.
How does this thing work? Like the betting thing. How do you do it?
Ask ChatGPT. Ghost Lady, yes. What you got for us? What you got for you?
No, you just bet, man.
Aren't you the one reading the thing?
I've done my job, G.
Like, is there an app that you download?
It's an app. You create an account, and then you send money, you transfer from your account into your.
So we are fooled and share.
That's how it works, man. You've never. That's how it works. And then people tell you bet on your phone instead of going to the bookies.
That's it.
And then you'll bet on whatever. Games, football, whatever, poker, whatever.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Okay.
So on the stories, we've got Waris, and he spoke about his...
The shady lurker!
Yeah, the shady lurker.
You've got who?
Waris. DJ Waris. You know DJ Waris?
We are Kumsh and him, Waris.
Oh!
Yeah,
Waris. It's
Waris.
Yeah, I don't make G, but we know.
Waris.
Makwava, Yes, we've got Waris.
Yes.
Okay.
You know DJ Waris, eh?
Yeah.
What's that podcast
and
that they do? There's a podcast they
There's a podcast,
right?
Yeah.
Yes, with the PH. Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's Waris, yes.
Uh-huh.
So he shared that he's recently became a victim of drink spiking.
Whoa.
When he was out with his woman out in the club this past weekend. And he basically shared also that he blacked out for about 3 hours and he does not know what happened after that. Yeah. So he's not sure whether it was for directly at him or it was for the woman he was with. Yeah.
That still happens.
That's traumatic.
Mm. Yeah, that shit can happen to anyone. Let's be real. It's very difficult to keep your eye on a drink the whole night.
And people
Let's
always telling real. You, keep your eye on a drink, but it's tough.
But it's tough because the more you drink, the more you get loose, the more you don't give a fuck about the drink.
Yeah.
The more you need to go to the loo, the more you see people, the more you get social. So how are you going to keep an eye on your drink?
Was he drunk?
Well, he passed out.
You know, as in before that, was he drunk? Did he know?
Oh, no,
he was at the club. He was at the club. He had his common, like he said, he usually just has his Hennessy, has his drink, and that's what he just drinks. And he's like,
maybe he was on the way.
They've treated him like fine, but I guess it just went on to another level.
So that is,
so can't we keep our technical riders here?
You can.
You can.
Because he's a DJ, right?
No, he was out. It was a social night out. Just I don't chilling. Think Juarez DJs anymore. Mm. Yeah, we're just chilling. Social gathering.
So the game is like that now. People get their drink spiked.
Oh, yeah. It's beer, bro.
It's
beer
like
bro,
that.
Bro, when you go outside?
Get your drink spiked.
Yo,
even your
while,
food.
I don't party. The only time I go out is when I'm working.
Yeah. Yeah, people been getting spiked, especially the girls. Yeah. Normally girls. And then guys will get spiked if you take a girl home and then they spike your drink because, you know, before you... That's why people think you didn't get in that way.
So now...
People think you didn't get in that way. I don't know what's up. You go buy your pools and... No, get in that way. No, they spike you.
How was your day?
And then, yeah, how was your day? No, actually, you're coming from there, from the club. But you know niggas want to settle down, play some fucking private school piano, or play some Luther Vandross. Get in that way. Especially with a stranger.
Yeah. Tell me, yo, I'm lost. Who spikes the drink?
Okay, yeah. So, yo, no. So, not, so what I'm saying is spikings are common.
Yeah.
Before, it used to be towards girls so that guys can take advantage of a passed out girl because some losers do that. They're very fine having sex with a passed out
losers,
girl.
Those are not losers. Those are animals.
Even animals don't spike other animals' drinks. But, animals, that can get in that way. Quela. Quela, no. Have you seen a lion, bro? So... So girls will now take a guy, or a guy will take a girl home.
Yes.
Then when you do that whole thing of drinks, that bullshit of let's drink before we all know we're here for sex.
Yes.
Then the girl spikes a nigga's drink. Guy wakes up, and then there's an echo in his house now.
As in everything is gone.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
If anything, that has been what's been
remember that
crazy.
There was a trending video of South African girls getting slapped around by Nigerians.
Because they did that.
Because they did that, again, the niggas will go back to the spot and found them again. Jeez. Or separate other guys, and then they were like, yeah, come, come, and then they got them and got slapped around. It trended.
Wasn't also at some point they're saying that a waiters or barmen would be involved?
As in
spiking
in
the
spiking.
Drink, yeah. Oh. So they'll pay the waiter or a barman to spike a drink to someone's
real?
Drink, yeah. Who they, whoever they intend to.
No, you heard this.
Yeah.
Then you can't trust. Because I was going to say.
Dudu's confirming it. Dudu also says yes. So I'm not the only one.
Yeah, so now we can't even get cocktails and these things at the bar. Because
I'd rather
bring my bottle and my ice and my dash.
So now I'm drinking and next thing I'm looking at Saul.
You're floating with danger. Because
they spiked this thing. Now I'm starting to look at Saul.
Imagine it.
Yo, then why don't we just chill home and drink, man?
Yeah.
We got to be outside, bro. We got to be with the people.
For work, yes. Right?
But when people go outside, some get late. Some girls go outside to hustle. We know.
Everybody goes outside to hustle, but yo, man.
No, it's parties.
Spiking drinks.
Yeah.
It's wild. Fat checker?
Confirming what Ghosty is saying, yes. In 2024, last year, News24 did state that there has been a threat or a security threat when it comes to bartenders also spiking people's drinks.
Imagine when you're supposed to be blacked out. I guess it's about 2-3 hours.
You're gone.
And then you just wake up during the blackout. There's like two niggas on top of you or something. Imagine, bro.
That can happen, bro.
That's crazy.
That can happen, bro.
Two niggas on top of you.
I'm just saying,
doing
you don't
what?
Know what they do when you blacked out.
Oh.
Anything can happen when you blacked out.
Yes.
Basically, go out with people you trust. So even when you do get blacked out, even when you do get spiked, somebody has your back.
Yeah, you have to go out in numbers.
Yeah, go out in numbers. Yeah. Be with people you trust, guys. Don't be dumb.
Hey, going out as an extreme sport now. Then there's fake alcohol.
Dog, it's not
fake.
The
how?
Game is
how
fucked
is it
up.
Fake? Bro, where do you live, bro?
Dude!
No!
Yo, bro, it's...
I'm asking questions.
It's not made.
Dog by... doesn't know cyan. He doesn't know spiky.
Doesn't know fake alcohol. No, it's when...
When you say alcohol... fake, I don't understand. Fake alcohol.
Like fake
alcohol.
Clothes. Like fake clothes. Fake brands. Like fake clothes.
So fake grandeur.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
in the club.
It's and not then coming it, from the same distillery or factory.
But it's still alcohol, though.
Yes.
It's just fake.
Maybe I'm slow.
Yeah.
Man, so, I get where he's going. Yeah. So he's saying, like, if...
Like, how do you taste that? This is fake alcohol. I'm not saying, bala.
If no, it's in this because thing. It doesn't go through and is not made under the same standards.
And it makes it
and with the same, exact same ingredients. So it's not Hennessy. It's not Bal's. It's not Grandeur. It's a gin. But
it's,
now...
It's still alcohol, though.
It yes. is, but it's not safe because it's made to be as cheap as possible and then sold at the same price. So it's not safe.
It's poison.
They so flout it's a replica.
And, yes, and they've flouted regulations and processes in making it. So it's not healthy. It's not safe for you. It's more dangerous than the danger of the usual good, genuine alcohol.
Oh, in terms of, let's say, the percentage is way higher.
True,
then
yeah.
possible. Yeah. Then what's yeah.
yeah?
Or the ethanol that was used. Is not of great quality.
Hey, I'm or happy I'm older. I don't go out anymore. Fake alcohol. If you get next to Saul, cause bang spiky. Hey man, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Or the girl wants money. The game is different now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Girls want money also.
Was and if you like, don't pay, it's a rape case.
Yeah, it's a rape case if you don't pay.
Wait. Yeah, Nitalanga Amni now.
For real, it doesn't. Come on, man.
As in, she goes home with me. We're talking at a club. We're
yes.
chilling,
yeah.
having
yeah.
a good time.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
like, yeah, Mandoshana, I'm feeling you. And I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the shit. Yeah.
And then we go home.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
The thing you were talking about, yeah. get into the business
boom,
instead
boom.
Of.
Yeah, chilling. Instead of the drinks and shit. So just she's get into gonna... the business. No,
no,
then in the morning, she's like, yo, that's
my money.
20K.
No, she doesn't spike you. She just wants money for the sex now.
Yes.
Mm. We call them POPs.
Yeah.
Proof of payment.
Proof of payment.
And it'll be like 2,000.
So popile, and in the and morning, she wants the POP.
And then what happens if the POP doesn't come in?
She goes to the police station and reports
raped
to you that you raped her.
Yeah. Or comes with other guys, brothers,
hey.
Then they extort you.
No, it's a POP.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. That's the whole aim. That's the
that's
end
the
goal.
Aim.
To put you in your corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's my problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta pay, man.
What else is he going?
She's gonna go and report me. That
yes.
A lot of guys, that happens to a lot of guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the cops believe her because we've got a rape crisis in the country.
Yes. Mm.
So they believe her.
Naturally yeah. so, yeah.
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 Hey, let me stay at home.
Stay at home!
Close lady, what you got for us, man?
So, guys, do you remember the prophet, Zimbabwean prophet, Umelontik Orasi?
Never heard of him.
Hey. You never heard of him?
You know
him? Nah. It sounds like you know him.
No.
Oh.
Nah.
I'm saying, yeah, because I don't know any of these people.
Nah, we don't know him, man.
So
no, you're not
okay,
alone.
Apparently, he was known for predicting the death of Amu AKA, right?
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, I think
yeah.
I used to see something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So now has stirred concern again and raised the alarm after sharing a cryptic warning believing to be directed at the rapper MT. Saying,
oh,
yeah, yeah. So he says that this is the prophet. He says, I heard gunshots towards early morning. This was a young man gone just like that. Pray for MT.
Oh, shit.
So this prophet specializes in rappers?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
Actually.
That's where I specialize.
Yeah, if you're a prophet, you should see things to help people
yeah.
get out of tough situations. But
yeah.
when I say rappers.
Yeah.
And it's dooms. And it's all
doom
bad
it's
things,
doom and gloom.
Gloomy things.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Because has he done this? Has he had any prophecies for other people?
Yeah, like I see MT's next album, you know, will trend, will
yeah.
be number one worldwide. How come, why is
yeah.
it not that kind of prophecy?
Mm.
Yeah. It's almost like, hey, I see this guy's gonna die.
What's his name?
Illness or
It's melatonin or RASI.
Yeah. Nah, get out of here, man. Yeah. Leave our teeth.
Yeah, mellow, please, man.
But you guys say that until it happens.
Until it happens.
Nah,
to who?
So you want? Bruh.
Until it happens?
Yeah, I'm saying, like, what if his prophecy comes true?
No, but obviously we don't want
yeah,
that.
Then,
no, we don't want that, but yeah. I'm saying.
Has there ever been any prophecy that has come through Jebus Appeal?
No.
Then why is it going to start now with MT?
Wait, so you said all prophecies are fake?
No, I didn't say bullshit. That. I'm asking, has there ever been any prophet who's come out and tell us things and then they write?
But he prophesied about AKA.
And said what?
He had said that he had predicted the death of AKA.
So just like he did now with
AT. Yeah.
Was it specific? Know, was it specific about when AKA?
We would have
how?
To fact check. This.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's not like you just cost his net wide.
Yeah, oh, you don't remember?
Nah, man.
Fact check.
Daga check. Daga check.
Daga check.
Yes, I am checking. But to ask you exactly what has check his other prophecies been about. He has prophesied about other celebrities, mostly about their deaths, and also about natural disasters. That's basically his stuff.
Have they happened?
Floods. Yeah.
What's his hit rate?
A lot of people have stated that what he says is true, mostly when it comes to the natural disasters. As for the celebrities, there isn't much stated in regards to
that. Let's just deal with what we see in front of us.
But wait, guys, what if he does prophesize good things, they just don't make the headlines?
Yeah, but we don't
see
them.
No, they would. They would.
They would, right?
If he puts them out there, they would.
Like an AK one.
He doesn't put them out there. He puts the gloomy and death, horror, and all these things.
I know. Umelo. I'm not
a fan. Umelo. Yeah, I'm not
buying it. I'm not buying.
Do you know Melon Sleazy?
No, obviously. Oh, no. Never, bro. Come on. Oh, that's even all his finger call. You never know Melon Sleazy. Do you know I'm a piano?
I'm a piano.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know I'm a piano. Nigga.
It's like you woke up from a coma.
Yeah, I know I'm a piano.
From 1994.
Yeah, how bad did they spike you, bro? No, I woke up a few years.
I'm aware of these things, but I don't really... I'm aware of a piano, but I don't really follow it.
Yeah.
Well, you know Kelvin Momo, yeah?
Yeah.
One song.
That song, Kelvin Fontaine, man.
Man. Yeah, that's the one. That's Boko.
Yeah, first time?
Yeah,
that one.
I don't.
But I admire to be like you, Intosh.
Why?
Because all this other shit is distraction. It really doesn't matter, bro.
Yeah, sometimes it leaves you feeling heavy.
Hey?
Yeah. But I did say this to you earlier on.
Mm.
I'm about the work that I do.
Yeah.
Everything else is just noise.
No.
What inspires the work then?
Because I mean, I know Kelvin Momo, but how does that pay my bills?
Yeah, I'm about the work. I'm about my other fellow comedians, other artists, just besides comedy. Let's just keep working.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen headlines about Kelvin Momo, but I've never heard the music.
Mm.
I'm aware of these things, but what do they have to do with me?
Oh, I love that.
But where do you draw then for your content, whatever things, what then is like intrigues you that you end up talking about?
Everything from, I've always had a keen interest in human behavioral patterns, right? News, things that go on in my life. That's where I draw my inspiration.
You are the content.
Right? I am.
Oh.
Nobody does me better than me.
Uncle.
Right?
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying these artists are not important.
Yeah.
They are. The people who love them, love them. That's great. But you,
what
Kelvin,
is it going to do with me?
What does it have to do with me being on stage with a microphone and making people happy? You do your happy that side. I do my happy this side. Ah. We all have these different lanes. Let's stay on them.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah, first time?
Yeah. I love that, man.
Yeah, look at the team. Is it Shruti Gamnan? Is it? Yeah, yeah. Shruti Gamnan. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Going back to AKA's death, he did mention that he was going to face an imminent death. However, he didn't state the name out loud. But he did mention Shauna Ferguson's passing. And then two celebrities that are still alive today, he did say that Kanye Mbawa would also pass on and Kelly Kumalo.
So, you see, those have expired.
So Imo is obsessed with celebrities.
Mm. Yeah, what's up with that?
And Abba says Zimbo.
Yeah, what about Zim celebrities, man? Come on.
Mm. Oh, bangapa, bangapa.
This thing is actually quite nice.
Eh? The 0%.
Yeah, this is pretty nice. Yeah.
Shout out, man. Yeah. Shout out, my dog. Away.
Yeah, this is pretty nice.
Ghost lady, what else you got there?
Tosh, do you know Mam Nandinyembe?
Of course I do.
It's in your lane.
Yeah,
veteran. Did you guys go to school together? So
fuck you. Fuck you. Of course I do, man. Fantastic thespian.
Oh, yeah.
Been in the game for over 50 years.
Yeah, for a long time.
Yeah, who doesn't?
My first memory of her was when she used to read stories for kids. I think I used to watch her.
She did that.
Yes. Yeah. I was still very small and I'd watch TV and she'd be there reading stories. Yeah.
Was she on Mola Fish?
I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, she's been around, man.
What is the cause of her death?
Okay, so she passed away at 75 early this year.
Early this year.
No, this was recent. We don't have the cause of death.
It was now, right?
It was now.
Did you get spiked in January and woke up now in August?
Well, what about housewives? She forgot what month we're in.
Dog. Nice living, eh? Yeah, I know. You're living good. You don't even know what month we're in.
No, I don't know. There's no confirmation on what exactly was the cause of
it. As in, when did this happen?
She was ill for a while, though.
Yeah, she was frail, and now she's even on a wheelchair, even.
What's the show with the boys fucking around?
Adulting.
Adulting.
Oh, that's
role,
another
show. Her role was on a wheelchair.
And there was even adulting. Fans that were being raised.
Wait, which character were you?
Oh, yeah, you were the rich husband who came back home and they were fucking around in your house. VU was banging.
17 TV Productions.
Yes, I remember. Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's so crazy that a few weeks before that scene came on the show, me and my wife and kids were staying in that house. We rented it for like a weekend.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Where is that house?
In the Val. In the Val.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's by the dam.
Yeah.
Oh, So remember a lake dam situation?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I remember.
They were showing your stock. Yes.
Not the stock. It was his wife.
His wife.
No, it wasn't my wife.
On the show.
It was my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. But it was in your stock. Home. Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
No, it wasn't at home.
Oh, okay, what role did you play?
Maybe it was in the bathroom. The art collector guy. This is season one.
Oh,
damn. Yes. Art collector.
I thought it was season three.
No, it was season one.
Oh. Yeah.
Who fucked your girl of the cost?
I don't like that tone.
All right. You know, Jack, I'm going to tell you one round is enough.
No.
See now. You know, one round is enough.
I don't like that kind of talk. Who fucked your girl? No. Who was massaging? Who was massaging my lady? Katete gatle, man. Then I don't know home training.
I'm not home training, bro.
I do check him in. Your cat and they went, who fucked your cat? Who did that? Rodman from him.
No, your character, man.
I thought it was
your character.
I can't remember the character who had a thing with the lady I was with, yeah. But it was one of the main cast guys.
Of course, okay. They were doing a lot of fucking.
That, on that adulting, I like that other comedian, the brother to Isaac Gumbu. Where he's funny, man.
Yeah, yeah. Isaac is a very funny fellow.
Yes.
Oh, the brother to Kanyezi. Yes. Isaac Gumbu is hilarious. Yeah. You know, it's Ken Gumbu's child, eh?
Was he? No, that's his grandfather.
Oh, it's a grandfather. I would have thought it was his dad.
No, that's his granddad.
Oh, whoa.
Old.
But then again, yeah, Ken Gumbu would be like old now.
Exactly.
Oh, whoa. Isaac Gumbu, I always in my head thought it's his.
Yeah, that's his grandfather.
Whoa.
Oh, Ken Gumbo.
Yeah, shout out to Isaac Gumbo.
So you were saying born about Mamu Nandi.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I was just sharing the news of
yeah, that is.
Yeah, I mean, it's all written peace, yeah. Man. Shame.
We never spoke about Tandai Ndoro. You guys.
Tandai Ndoro.
Yeah, it's also passed on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sugar like diabetes, right? Yeah.
A week ago.
Yeah.
A footballer. It's from Zim, right?
Yeah.
The prophet didn't see that one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just saying you did it though.
That's why I got
no okay bagute, but bagute. Now empty gute.
People say I identify as a South African.
Anyway, Penduka, what caught your attention this week, bro?
Oh man, yo, dude. So you know I'm suspended, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
I gotta go to Piano Hub for the first time
ever. Yes, 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 yes.
Hey,
yes.
That place talk. Hey. 2 a.m. Chasing shy number.
Where is this?
In Pimville.
I'm just a. I'm just a fucking dinosaur to you people here. Because I'm asking, where is a Piano Hut? Then you tell me, oh, it's here. Okay.
It's in Pimville, man. It's in Soweto.
It's a club.
It's like the latest conker.
What's the DJ? The DJ guy Kamsa. Owns it.
He owns it. He was there.
The goat.
Yeah, the goat.
So oh, you saw him.
Yeah. You're wow. Wow. My dude. Kamsa's my dude, man.
Wow.
So obviously there was a friends of Kamsa Pori, everyone leading up to the Scorpion Kings event.
Did you see Pori?
Yeah, he was there as well. Wow. But I didn't meet him. I didn't meet him because hey there, dog. There's no VIP, so. Everyone is everywhere. You'll find Dali standing
that.
Under the TV. For real. And shout out to Dali. He was there standing under the TV by the passage. I love, there's no VIP there, bro. You know? Stand wherever.
I love that.
Yeah.
So there's no bottle service?
No, there is bottles. Okay. I mean, obviously. The barman, pop people will come and, you know, okay, but gotcha. You'll see anyone everywhere. Met Syke. Syke was there. Syke is tall. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah, but anyway, I wanted to talk about...
Yeah, Syke. So did you have fun?
I had the time of my life, man.
That's dope.
Time of my life.
Safe space, everybody having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. You'd swear that the economy is not bad, man, you know? Everybody like, yo. Oh, yeah. And then these other niggas. So I bought a bottle. These other guys. So I put the bottle, things that happen at clubs. In the our ice bucket, right? Mm. So stocks in them. They're like, put it here. Your bottle's going to finish there. Guys are going to drink it, all of them, right? And so the guys I'm with, Smoo, grabs it. And the guys want the bottle, start roasting me. They're like, you should have worn a jacket because, you know, like, you're just drinking it from my cupboard. So I'm like, is that how we're moving now? Don't go to a club if you're not going to have your things for your own alcohol.
It's your booze. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You can put it in between your thighs everywhere.
Yeah. But guys were... guys will roast you for doing the right thing.
No, I'm talking to Mega Coast.
I said it's ofutumala. I'm gonna fuck up between the thighs.
Still looking at my eyes. But the problem is, as black people talk, sometimes we roast one another for doing the right thing. Mm. It's your alcohol, you're preserving it so that not just anyone drinks it. It reminds me when you always used to tell guys, yo, I got work. I need to bounce. It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, niggas will roast you for
that. Like, oh, nigga, you work. Oh, you bounce. Oh, you spine. It's the right thing, bro.
Niggas will roast you for taking care of your children.
Yeah, but that is good fees. You know?
Exactly.
Oh, she'll be like, oh, shout out. You got work. Drive safe. Spine crane. Take. Fuck off, what are you doing? It's too late.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to talk about was the relationship Nkanka Nguza has with his son, bro.
Oh, okay.
So beautiful. Yes. So Caesar plays, right? But I didn't see Caesar first. I saw TK first, but I see him from afar. I didn't see him.
Uh-huh.
And then the way he celebrates his kid, and because even when he was going to Europe, I think he was playing that side, he was traveling with him, and the way he just supported him. And so when I see him, as Caesar starts, he's like, yo, chill. At 1:30, no, before he started, 1:30 is going to play. You must wait. I'm like, cool. I'm not going anywhere. I'll wait for him. It was just, he's this biggest fan. And then he dropped, got a remix, you know, Thames.
Oh, yes.
Thames and what's the other? Omalay. I think it's Omalay, yeah. It's
got Isaga, yeah.
Yeah, Onisaga is a new remix.
Oh, wow.
It's beautiful, bro. So he dropped it there. I was like, wow, this is beautiful. You know, but you know Isaga.
Thames. I know Thames.
Thames, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And from?
Omalay, you wouldn't know.
Thames. Yeah, from Thames.
Ah.
No. Not. I think you're mistaken, Timo. It's from Thames.
No,
you don't want Thames from Timo, right?
Who's the
They're from Nigeria. Omalay.
Yeah, Thames is from Nigeria.
Yes, Omalay, I don't know. Where's Omalay from?
Nigeria.
Nigeria, too.
Omalay.
Yeah, but you know, Caesar, you know, Isaga.
No.
Isaga left. Oh,
I've heard that song.
Yes. So it's got a new remix with Thames, bro.
Dope.
It sounds very beautiful, nice. Shami. Really, really.
So his dad wasn't scouting there. You know he likes them young.
Yes.
He did find Zahara though, so he's the best scout that the country has ever seen. Because he did scout and find Zahara. No, I don't know. But he wasn't with any girls. It was just him and his sons. Because you know, the other kid manages. Let's go to Piano Hub on Monday, dog. Mm.
Yeah. On Monday.
Let's go to Piano Hub on Monday.
I like the new song.
Let's go to Piano Hub on Monday. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Piano Hub. We'll do Piano Hub and do Vibes on May. We'll do. Yeah, so the guy is so smooth because he's friends with my E, you know, and Mr. X. So they're like, yo, we're doing second location. You know, then I'm like, nah, I'm too new to this, bro. TV fucking leaving.
I just arrived.
TV leaving Piano Hub at 3 a.m. To fucking Alex, to Vibes on May. I was like, nah, I'm going home, man.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Shut up. I'm approaching, bro. I'm 45 is right around the corner.
Yeah, no, I really mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's good.
Yeah, nah.
You must know when to stop.
I'm not that kind of guy who's going to feel pressure. Oh, not a groove, bro.
I forgot to tell you, last time I was out, right?
Yeah.
So I got the pleasure of hearing Shimza play, like, when he started and gave me goosebumps, Shimza. Bro. Black Coffee, got to hear him when he first started.
Mm-hmm.
Goosebumps, bro. And I haven't had a feeling like that in a while until I went to this party Bigson was hosting and I was playing there, right? Mm. And this kid comes on, bro. Never heard of him.
Who?
Didn't know this guy. Fucking started playing. Okay. Oh, my word. That guy's amazing.
What does he play? Oh, it's obviously the Gunya stuff.
It's Gunya, but he plays piano as well. His name is Kitchen Mess.
Oh, Kitchen Mess. Let the whole world know about you.
Ha!
And tell the whole... Did he sing?
Yeah.
Kitchen Mess.
Saying, I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Tell the whole world about you.
Oh, that guy's amazing, bro. You gotta see him live, bro.
Kitchen Mess.
Yeah, Kitchen Mess.
Yes, sir.
Kitchen Mess.
Yeah, I got goosebumps, bro.
Yeah.
When he started playing, everybody was just like chilling, you know, whatever. And then everybody started gathering around him while he was performing.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And then by the end of the show, it was just like...
After played after him before. Yeah. He's amazing.
Ha! You played after that?
Come on, man. Hold it down, bro. I play after anyone and everyone. But he's amazing.
Aren't you confident to play after anybody?
No, you have to be. You have to. Because everyone is different and Kitchen Mess is so different.
Just as he's
You know, because he sings and he's just so different and you got to trust your difference and your
And he's also but he's amazing. A piano kid.
Yeah, he dabbles in piano and I think three stair, but like, okay. I think it's just a musical brew, bro.
Yeah, and then he sings on the mic as well. Kitchen Mess. Oh, nah. Kitchen Mess
is
my dude, bro. He's amazing, bro.
If I see him in a lineup, I'm going. Bro.
Almost looks like Brendan Praise a bit.
Mm.
You know? Mm-hmm. See it. Oh, he's a dude, but I know, bro, you say a lot about Jazzic and what, but he's fucking great on the decks. Have you heard him?
Hey, remove this part.
Nah, the boy plays. Nah, the boy. Because I've always heard. And it's always like when I play like NFB before me, then they're like, yo, Jazz is killed. Because I'd ask who played well. Like, Jazz. But he's good. Nah, bro. Credit where credit's due.
Yeah. So who do I have to look out for?
Whatever, but he's an amazing podcaster. It is what it is, bro.
So who do I have to look out for? Kitchen Mess and?
Jazzic, but he's been a while for. He's been around.
No, the younger cats.
Oh, Kitchen Mess, definitely.
Kitchen Mess, bro.
I don't know. I don't go out. I'm just like you. I don't go out that much.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out Kitchen Mess.
But Kitchen Mess is
amazing. Kitchen Mess is amazing. Kitchen Mess is good.
Anything that caught your attention this week, Dosh?
Oh, not really. But shout out to the women's Springbok team.
Whoa!
Oh yeah,
for making the World Cup.
Oh,
and just at and the World Cup.
Yeah, they're at the World Cup now and winning their first game 66-6.
Mm.
Whoa.
Right?
Mm.
Shout out. What, 66-6?
Yeah. That's
that's a 60 a, gap.
That's,
60
a, point that's gap. A proper spanking.
Mm. Yeah, shout out.
Yeah,
ladies.
Shout out to those ladies, man, doing the thing, holding the flag up high. Mm. That's the thing that caught my eye.
They've never won a cup.
No, they've never. Oh, I think this is the first time qualifying for a World Cup.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is the first World Cup they're playing in.
Shout out, ladies. What are they called? Hey, Frank Checker, what's our Springbok ladies called? Is it like Springbok ladies or is it like, you know, there's always like Banyana Banyana. Mm.
They're called Bok women.
Bok women?
Yes, Springbok women.
Nice and simple.
Mm. Oh, yeah, man.
Bok women.
Bok women.
Bok women.
Bok women.
Yeah, it doesn't have a swagger, you know? Like,
Yes,
but the first World Cup tournament that they played was in 2006.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty dope. Mm. So they've made each and every World Cup ever since?
It doesn't state that they've made it, but the first one that...
But was they've 2000s. Never won.
No.
Which is strange, because sometimes you find... Oh, no, that's not true. I was going to say sometimes you find that...
Okay, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I was going to say sometimes... I thought this was the first one. Oh, thank you, Mdagachak.
But it wouldn't make sense for them not even like... I get maybe not being as good as the Springboks, but not qualifying in such a rugby crazy. Because you know the Buddha Macy's, they're also into rugby and they're quite sometimes built as well. So
And you've got
built black athletes as well, especially in the Eastern Cape. Rugby's huge. It's loved even by females there, no?
It's loved by everybody.
Yeah. Right? It's like boxing.
It's like soccer up here.
Yeah.
Right?
But Tos is also a world champion female boxer.
Yes.
We've never had a world champion female Xhosa boxer.
Are you saying we have one or we've never?
No, we are old one by the Xhosa people. Because Xhosas love boxing, rugby. Rugby, they've given us rugby winners. I mean, a captain won the rugby. But they've never given us a female.
Then let's talk to the Zulus to give us a female.
The Zulus owe us a javelin. They owe us a javelin thrower. You know, the Zulus owe us a javelin.
Javelin thrower.
But then we blame Shaka for cutting the spear. You know? Remember, because he was against throwing of the spears.
Yeah,
and he cut the spear thrower. Short.
Do you know any slang, bro?
Slang?
Yeah, like the new slang that these Gen Zs are using.
There was this young one, right? Because I smoke a pipe.
Yeah.
So he comes up to me. Like, no, a pipe. Normal old pipe. Old school pipe.
With tobacco.
Whoa.
Yeah. Tobacco. Mm. Right? And then he says, oh, a classic man. I love it for you. And I'm like, you love it.
A classic man.
You love it. You love it for me.
Oh.
And as I was about to say, I love it for myself, motherfucker. Somebody like, oh, that's young talk.
Yeah.
It
means it looks cool.
Yes.
Like, oh, shit, oh, thank you for saving me.
But I love it for you. It's always sounded condescending. Somehow, it just sounds condescending.
No, yes.
It's like, Shem, he came out and do it. You know, like, Shem, but your shoes, not Shem, you look good today. You know, it sounds condescending. Like, oh, I love, it's like, damn, I don't like it, but I love it for you. You go on with your thing.
Yeah.
Go on with your pipe.
Yeah.
As old as you
so
look in
So tell
this
me some more. Tell me some more.
What do you think Riz means?
No?
Riz. When someone says you have Riz, what do you think that means?
Do I have weed?
Oh, no.
Makes sense, because Rizla, right? Because I think that's where you're coming from, Rizla. It makes sense.
It's charm.
Charm?
Yeah, like, charisma.
Isn't
charisma like... okay, is Riz not your game? Your making game?
Yeah.
That's not game. Charisma. Because you can have charisma. A lot of niggas have got charisma, but I was with Shayla.
Yeah.
Comes from that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean charisma. Because charisma guys like saying aura now,
and
right?
And was Shayla.
Like, someone's got
so
aura.
So you don't have Riz.
Yeah, I've got Riz, but Anguazu's share.
Yeah, then you don't have Riz.
Then you don't have Riz.
Riz is how you
shy. I attract women. I don't chase.
Then you got aura.
Yeah, but it's aura.
You may start speaking and there's no
your
Riz.
Aura.
So what's
your
aura?
Your aura. That's your aura.
Then you got
it
aura.
Has to have a nickname.
Aura. No, aura is aura. Aura is
going
to be aura, though.
Yeah.
Aura is a purple.
Also, Mnandi, na aura.
Yeah, na aura.
That's right.
And you're a classic man.
And they love it for me.
What other slangs can you ask him, Fat Checker, that you're a Gen Z? What other slang?
Oh, and Riz just got added into the Cambridge Dictionary in a few other words.
Sigma. My son is using Sigma.
Oh, you sent them?
Please
oh,
check okay.
Sigma.
This word has got added now, like last week in the Cambridge Dictionary.
No, Sigma.
Sigma. What is Sigma now, guys?
Yeah, fact checker. I need Sigma.
What is Sigma now?
My 10-year-old is saying Sigma.
Sigma.
Oh yeah, I got some slang here. Yes.
Sigma is basically to speak of an alpha male, apparently, according to the Urban Dictionary.
From alpha to Sigma. Yeah. What was wrong with alpha?
It's independent. Urban Dictionary ET Sigma is an alpha man.
Since when?
Okay. Another one?
Has the 6-7 landed here in SA yet?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Another one that got added to the dictionary, the Cambridge dictionary, is Delulu.
Delulu. And Tread Wife as well.
And Tread Wife.
Yeah.
Is it?
I know there's three
What's
words.
What's a Tread Wife?
Delulu, Tread Wife.
Delulu is delusional.
Yeah, delusional.
Delulu, yeah, you're Delulu.
What about Cap?
Yeah, I'm wearing one now.
You should know Cap.
You ain't capping. You ain't capping.
As in with a gun.
Oh,
yeah, bust a cap in your ass. Yes. Oh, yeah. I get it. I get the old guys. Bro.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, bust a cap in your ass.
Middle-aged.
Middle-aged. I'm middle-aged, bro.
Middle-aged guys, not old. If you say old, then 65 and above.
Oh, wow.
That's old. Cap, middle-aged.
Cap is lying.
Lying, yeah, you're lying.
So when you're lying, you can't.
Like
cap
no is, cap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fucking no cap is used to write.
Yeah.
Yeah, cap is. Yeah. Doesn't sound right. I've never heard it in that way used like that.
Salty.
Salty. I'll call grand.
Yeah. You're like salty. Bitter. Yeah,
you're bitter.
Bitter
yeah,
upset.
Yeah, you're grand.
Like, why are you so salty?
Yeah.
Yeet.
What?
Yeet.
Yeet.
How do you spell that?
Y-E-E-T.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't even know that one, bro.
Yeet.
I don't think Mac knows it, too. It's the first time he's heard of it. I don't think anyone in this room knows yeet. Guys, be honest.
I've heard yeet.
What's yeet?
Okay, what's yeet, Dudu? Well, you said Mac these. You compiled these. Yeah. But that's not fair. You compiled these. The youngest person in the room, what's yeet?
Oh, she doesn't know.
She doesn't.
It's to throw something.
What?
Yeah.
Why is that something. To throw something?
What?
Stan.
Oh.
That's a fan.
That's a fan.
Eminem, yeah.
Okay.
From Eminem.
Flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay.
Come on.
Sus.
I'm sussing this.
No.
Not that.
It is that.
No, you don't stop sussing out.
It's not sussing.
It's when you look suspicious. When you're suspect. Yeah, but you're not suspicious in the room.
Oh, sussing.
He said I'm sussing.
Yeah, so when you're a bit sussing.
Oh, it's not sussing.
No, it's not sussing.
Oh, when
out.
You're a bit sus, you're a bit
sus. Yeah, you're sus.
Yeah.
Last one, slaps.
Slaps.
Mm. Yeah, slaps. Yeah. That's exactly what it is, but that's not the meaning. So, it's derived from that, but it's not the meaning.
Give me context.
This food slaps.
Oh, slaps hard.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So it's something that goes hard. Usually a song.
Something.
This song slaps
something's
hard.
Cool. Something that's good.
It's cool.
Like
it's
if cool. The food slaps, it slaps. Like Chris Brown, the girl say he slaps.
Ubuyela kwi sex, uyayithanda
sex. Oh, sex, you. You are your sex, you.
A bet.
Are you sex?
As in BET. Put some money on this.
No, he's right, though. He's almost right. He's correct. I bet.
That's the literal term.
Yeah. But it's from that because it's like, bet. It's like bet, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, but give me a sentence to explain this bet.
Like bet. Like, dog, you're not going to rock that girl tonight. Bet. Bet. I will bet.
Isn't that what I said?
Yeah,
no, it's like okay. It's like, okay.
It's like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we'll see. Yeah. It's almost like, okay, we'll see.
Or iripe.
Yeah,
no, it's not even.
It's not bet. It's like, nzobonisa.
I'll see you later. Bet. Like, I promise.
For it's sure, like, I'm there.
Yeah, it's okay. So loose, no?
Yeah.
It's so loose.
Yeah.
In how you can use it.
Are you coming tonight? Bet.
Bet you'll see me there.
Yeah.
Bet your money on it, you'll see me there.
Yeah.
See? Okay. That's the wrong form. Yeah, he's right. Because in any context, yeah, you can replace it with bet your money on it. Yeah,
true.
So, Mac, are you coming to the Chiefs game tonight?
Bet
your money on it.
Are you going to piano on Mondays?
Bet your money on it, bro.
Yeah. Oh, are you going on piano on a Monday?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's bet.
Bet.
Bet. I bet you won't see my ass. I bet it. the whole time in delay. Yeah.
Tosh, thank you so much for coming through today, man. What you busy with, bro? What's happening? What's going on, man?
Thank you for having me, Chance. I'm doing a tour.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's called Here Comes the Drama Comedy Tour.
Dope.
Right? Myself, David Gao.
Whoa.
Trevor Gumbi.
Krugmans.
And Ronnie Modimola.
You are all the Krugmans.
All the Krugmans. So we're going around and we're taking comedy because, you know, comedy always happens in Joburg, Cape Town, Durban, PE.
Yeah.
So we're going to smaller cities and towns.
Ooh, dope.
Because we want comedy to be everywhere. We want comedy to be like Beetroot. We want Beetroot to play it in Tata Yongin.
Yeah, everything gets tied.
Right? So we want to take comedy everywhere in South Africa. So we're playing smaller towns, smaller cities. Like we did Klerksdorp last month.
Whoa, Maglera.
This Friday, we're doing Mahigang. Mufftown.
Yeah,
Mufftown 29th. And then next month on the 23rd of September, we do East London, Hemingway's. After that, we move to Burgers Fort, Mbangeni.
Wow.
Whoa.
We go to Secunda.
Damn.
And then the last one, we take it to Khabaroni.
Nice. Whoa, Gap City. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Here comes the drama comedy tour.
Beautiful, man.
Tickets either at CompuTicket or for the East London one. It's web tickets, though. Mm.
Is there any difference between the audience, like in the suburb city, to the one that you're doing for now?
Yeah, like Burgers for.
Yeah.
Oh, the energy is great.
Nah.
Because that's the thing. We're trying to build comedy so that they know when other guys go, they're like, oh, we enjoyed a comedy show 3 months ago. Let's try. Mm. Let's check it out again.
How do you prepare for, like, let's say you go to Mbangeni and maybe you've never been? Because sometimes... You know, I don't know whether having a feel or knowing the feel or the type of the audience will gear your show in a certain way. How do you prepare for an audience you've never performed to or known before?
Funny is funny. Audience, black, white, Indian, you name it. Funny is funny. Put an audience in front of me. That's all I need. Mm. Doesn't matter where they're from or how they look like. Just an audience. Mm. And then we take it from there.
Bet.
And I'm fine.
Funny is funny, man.
Bet.
Funny is funny, bro.
Yeah, funny is funny.
All right, cool. And then the movies, series-wise? TV?
I'm just concentrating on stand-up.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
For the whole year, besides doing the Here Comes the Drama Comedy Tour, then on the 11th of October, we're doing Sunbet Arena.
Whoa.
Blacks only. 21st year anniversary.
Oh.
Yeah, we've got like 14 comedians.
Wow.
Whoa.
Sunbet Arena.
Yeah, Sunbet Arena. We're going to shut that shit down.
Wow.
So when you say you're focusing on comedy, does it mean if a role comes and Netflix knocks on your door, you say, no, I'm focusing on comedy?
If it's a role that I like and the money is decent.
Sounds like an influence.
Please take some medication with you to Khabaroni. Apparently, Botswana has got a medication problem.
Oh, for real?
They're running short on medication. Yeah, they're public hospitals, man.
Which kind of medication?
I think, I'm not sure, bro, so but the medication that people need.
So you're asking me to take medication?
I'm kidding. It was just my way of segueing.
Segue. The only medicine I'm taking there is the medicine of laughter.
Yeah. Well, that's medicine, right? Yeah. Hey, Chaka, please, what's the situation there with our folks in Botswana, man?
Segue, I must say. It's a segue.
Segue, come on.
Yes, my Chaka.
They have declared from Monday
this Monday that there is an emergency, a state of emergency when it comes to their medical schemes. Their clinics and public hospitals are running out of medication. However, it's not stated on this article if it's due to foreigners or foreign nationals, but they are finding a way to get.
Who's sitting number foreign nationals?
Yeah, this is what I want to know.
Like, why are you bringing up foreign nationals? Like that?
Oh, dude.
I want to drink our name.
Dude.
Like, who's sitting anything about uninvited guests finishing the medication? Nah, that's a sick joke.
That's a sick joke, man.
That's sick. We must fly out to Botswana.
No. Remember, here in SA, it's we have the Operation Dudula that have been.
The guy's blocking access to medication to foreign nationals.
Yes. So now, if they don't have access here, obviously Botswana is closer, and you know. And also,
so are you saying they're leaving Hillbrook Clinic, going all the way to Gaborone?
You know what? Because if you need medication, to be quite honest, you will go as far as you need to go. And yes. Botswana is not that far. It's not that far.
Wait.
If they could travel from their country to our country.
No, but generally these people are living here. The ones who cross the border are people who are close to borders.
So I get that, ne? But there's a point where There's a thing where now there's this operation that's happening. They can't get access. Do you think when, if you're a foreign national who's living in South Africa and you're sick, you wouldn't make means to get to a next country to get the help? You would.
Yeah.
So that's the crux of it, essentially.
So you're saying part of it is that,
and also because Botswana has literally had opened their borders to Zimbabwe and them, right? They could have access throughout, remember? So the same thing that we're fighting here in our country, that foreign nationals are weighing heavily on the, you know, health system.
Yes.
Same thing is happening to them, but they had opened their borders to them freely. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So that's, yes. Essentially, that's what it is.
Oh, so they run. They're running out because more people from outside the country are coming in.
Yes, and because okay. their health system is overburdened, and because they welcome them in.
You're not in home.
Well, this was nice.
Hey, Tosh, thank you so much,
thank
man.
Thank you, man.
Make some noise for the one and only Tosh.
Good man, Tosh.
Hey, did you see the ladies today looking beautiful? Did you see?
Yeah, dog. Like, yo.
What's happening, man?
What is going on? It's only Wednesday.
Are you guys
Wednesday?
Going to Russia, eh? What's happening?
Hi, bro.
Expecting them.
We are here, man. Podcast and chill. Yeah, we are here. And hey, by the way, may everyone have a good day if you want.
Bye.
Oh, that was dope.